couldn't understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got such a just system. At that time, where there was justice in the dunya? Where there was justice? There was slavery, there was oppression, there was torture, tyranny. So he couldn't understand that a person like me from Ethiopia, I am going to be able to see what the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to see. So he's making sure, he's confirming this. He says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is my eyes going to see what your Mubarak eyes are going to see? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replies in the affirmative. This sahabi, he begins to weep. He begins to cry. He begins to weep so much that he actually passed away. There and there in that majlis, he cried himself to death. Such was their muhabbat for Allah Ta'ala, their muhabbat for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so touched by this sahabi that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself personally, now imagine, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam personally gives this sahabi ghusl, makes this sahabi's kafan, reads the janaza salah for this sahabi. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lowers the sahabi into the qabr. In deen, there is no rich, there is no poor. In deen, there is no white, there is no black. In deen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at our taqwa. If we want value in the sight of Allah Rabbul Izzat, then that value, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to measure it according to how much of nisbat we have with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat sings this couplet, Hey Medina ki nisbat hai qeemat meri, wagarna haqeeqat mein saste hai hum. Our worth, our value is in how much of a connection we have with Medina Sharif. Medina Sharif, not in the buildings of Medina Sharif, not in the malls of Medina Sharif, not how much jewelry we brought from there or how many cloaks we brought from there. The nisbat of Medina Sharif is how much of sunnats are in the person's life. Mahazrat always mentions that a person can go up and down he is going to Haramain Sharifain. He is standing there in front of the Roza-e Aqdas of Huzur-e Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But if he doesn't have the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his life, then he is very, very far away from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you may have a person who is living very, very far away from Haramain Sharifain. Maybe the person never ever saw Medina Sharif, never ever witnessed Medina Sharif, but he has deep hearted love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every moment of his life is sunnah, sunnah, sunnah. Then this person is very, very close to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhi, he narrates, he says, when this hadith sharif, al mar'u ma'a man ahabba, that a person will be with the one whom he loves. In the akhirat, the person will be with the one whom he loves. When that hadith sharif was told to them by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he says that the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, in this worldly life, nothing was more dearer to them than this sentence. That a person will be with those whom he loves. So then the person has got hope. That never mind, I am deficient in my amal, but I have got deep-hearted love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is coupled with obedience to the best of my ability. We stop at the station of muhabbat. The muhabbat has to translate into amal. If a person has got muhabbat, it will translate into action. Just saying muhabbat and no amal, then this is a deficiency for us. We have to bring a'mal. We have to bring a'mal into our lives. We have to bring sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, obedience to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at every given moment. So I was saying to you that Hazrat mentioned very, very beautifully. He said, everyone who is sitting, if we have to ask ourselves, we say we are lovers of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we ask ourselves this question, that if Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was alive, We know Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is alive, a different type of hayati that Allah Pak has given him. But if Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was alive and here with us now, which one of us will be comfortable to take Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to our homes? Which one of us will be comfortable that we take Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to our house? And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can have free reign to go into all our rooms, go through our cupboards, see exactly what we have in our homes. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can go to our business and see our dealings, go through our books. Which one of us would be comfortable that as we sit here now, if Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was here, that we can take Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with us and let Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inspect our lives? So we know that that is not possible. We can't take Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not here with us, but Allah Rabbul Izzat is here with us. Allah Ta'ala is here with us. Allah Ta'ala is seeing our business. Allah Ta'ala is seeing our homes. Allah Ta'ala is seeing what is in our closets, what is in our cupboards. Allah Pak is witnessing everything. We can fool the world, but we cannot fool Allah Ta'ala. So we have to make intention, I myself, you, that we have to bring about change. We have to bring about reformation. We have to bring about change. We have to make rujoo to Allah Ta'ala. We have to inculcate the sunnats of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into our lives, and we have to pass this on to our children. Otherwise our children are going to be a totally lost, I don't want to use a bad word, but we can see what is happening with our youth, what is happening. We can't only blame the youth. If the elders are not going to show the road, Hazrat mentions, if the father is not waking up for Fajr and coming to the masjid, with who is the son going to come? The son is looking at his father and he will follow what the father is doing. The father can't expect to shout the son and make him do things when the father himself is not doing, the mother herself is not doing. So we have to lead by example. And because it is a zamana of Hajj, today is already the first of Zulqa'dah, the moon was sighted, so it is the first of Zulqa'dah. So I will just mention one more thing and we will conclude. My Shaykh Azmo Ispatiya Sahib Da'an Barakatum, he had mentioned this on different occasions in Madina Sharif and also here at home, that when a person goes to the Roza Mubarak of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then after making the salam and everything, so the person must recite this ayat of the Quran Sharif. And this ayat of the Quran Sharif, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولو أنهم إذ ظلموا أنفسهم جاءوك فاستغفروا الله واستغفر لهم الرسول لوجدوا الله توابا رحيما. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in this ayat that if they have wronged themselves, in other words, they have committed guna, they have done like myself. So a person who has wronged himself, committed guna, etc., then ja'uk, that person now, or those people now, come to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now in the time when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was alive, they could go directly to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then what they do there, in the presence of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fastaghfirullah. They ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive them. They ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive them. And then what they do? وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also seeks forgiveness for them. لَوَجَدُ اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. They will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be very, very forgiving, extremely merciful. So Hazrat says that when you go there to the Roza Mubarak, Allah Pak take each and every one of us. Ameen. Then recite this ayat kareema. Recite, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. And then say to Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, I am the one who has oppressed myself. جَاءُوكْ. Ya Allah, you have brought me here to the Roza Mubarak of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then make tawbah, make istighfar. Ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. And then read wastaghfara lahumur rasul. And then address Huzur Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the other three things I have done, this last part I cannot do. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you intercede on our behalf in the fort of Allah Rabbul Izzat. لَوَجَدُ اللَّهَ تَوَّابَ الرَّحِيمَةِ So Hazrat had mentioned this a few times, but in Ma'riful Quran, just this week I was reading, there is an incident there narrated by Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, he says, it was only 3 days after Huzur Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, we had finished with the janaza salah and we had finished with the burial of Huzur Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 3 days later, a villager came to the Roza Mubarak. Now in those days there was no jali there and army and all telling you ruh and all that. So all that wasn't there. So we must respect those people also. They have to control the crowd and they know what they are doing. So when they tell us to do something, there's also Hazrat's advice. If they tell you to move, move away. Don't be stubborn. So this person came, this villager came, and he came to the Roza Mubarak of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he makes his salam, everything. And then he starts reading this ayat. And in the same way, he said the same things, the similar type of thing. He followed the same procedure. And when he finished reading that ayat, he was crying and making dua to Allah Ta'ala that, Ya Allah, you forgive me, O Allah, grant forgiveness, grant maghfirat. And he cried and he cried and he's making dua to Allah Pak, until a voice was heard from the Roza Mubarak, قَدْ غُفِرَ لَكْ, that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has forgiven you. And this voice was not only heard by him, but it was heard by all the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, whoever was there present. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, he narrates this incident. It is recorded there by Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi in Ma'riful Quran. Under this ayat, وَلُوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهِ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولِ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابَ الرَّحِيمَةِ So now we mustn't go there and wait to hear some voice or something. Our iman is very, very weak. As Hazrat always says, our ruhani sinuses are blocked. But if we go and we make tawbah, we make istighfar, in the presence of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us, then Allah Rabbul Izzat will be tawwab and rahim, tawwab al-rahima. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me tawfiq to make amal on whatever I have said, and grant you also tawfiq, and let it be a means of hidayat for myself, for yourself, and let it be something that will be beneficial for the ummah.